Hello, and welcome to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show here on KVRU 105.7 FM. This week, we are taking a little bit of a spring break, so we will be running a special treat. We are speaking with two boxers from the University of Washington boxing team ahead of the National Collegiate Boxing Association National Championships, which are happening this week, April 9th through 11th. Appletran and Jill Doucet are both going to the national championships, and we will be discussing their careers and this competition. We will also be running our full interview from last week with defector WNBA staff writer Maithri Ananthuraman. And we will be back next week with more women's sports. Welcome to The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show. Today we are speaking with Appletran from University of Washington boxing team. Apple, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Apple, we were able to speak with your teammate Jill this week as well and learned a little bit about the University of Washington boxing team. How did you end up on this team? What brought you to the boxing team?
I didn't even know UW had a boxing team. I was a freshman at a kind of promotional event for all the UW IMA sports like clubs, and I saw the boxing table. There was a huge crowd around the table. I didn't even go up to the table. There was such a big crowd. I just remember there were belts. They had a big sign saying show up to tryouts at this time and location. And I saw last year's captain doing like mitts, like gloves and mitts outside of the table. And then I just showed up to tryouts.
Wow. Had you boxed before?
No.
Oh my God.
I hadn't watched a boxing match before. I made the team and I still hadn't watched a boxing match. So I came in with like zero experience.
That's incredible. So what was it about seeing all of those people, seeing, you know, the belts and everything that made you want to try?
It wasn't boxing so much as the team that was at tryouts, like the people and what the coaches were trying to teach us at tryouts that made me want to join the team. Honestly, boxing was like a little bit of an afterthought after that.
Yeah. What were those messages that appealed to you?
You know, one team, one family. Stick with the team, help each other, support each other. Have like a very strictly positive mindset. Be careful of what you tell yourself and what you tell others, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of athletic background?
Yeah, I played soccer since I was four up until high school. I was on my high school's varsity team. And then I kind of thought that like maybe I would do it a little bit for fun during college, but not like seriously, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Have you done any rec soccer while you're in college, or did boxing kind of take over?
Boxing kind of really took over. I think I played like a couple like pickup games here and there, but like not, I wasn't any in like a club or group dedicated to that.
Yeah. So how has boxing been different for you in terms of, you know, playing a sport? You were obviously talented at soccer, played it for a long time. You know, what's different about boxing?
I think the team, because when I was playing soccer, I moved around teams a lot. It was all within Washington, but it was like different clubs. So I never really had like one team that I like solidly identified with. Mm-hmm. But boxing, there's just one team, and the teams, everybody on the team is very invested in the team. So I felt like my identity is stronger with the UW boxing team, you know? Rather in soccer, I didn't really have one team to call my own.
Yeah, yeah, that's really, that makes a big difference, right, in terms of your own commitment mm-hmm. and feelings about the sport. how has your, you know, friends and family responded to this, you know, picking up boxing? That's not something everybody does when they get to college. What do they have to say about it?
My little sister and brother, they've been very sweet about it. They've been like asking for updates and all that, that they've been so supportive. Aww. My mom and dad, they were hesitant, I think, at first, like pretty hesitant. But they were like, she's in college, she's an adult, we have to let her do what she wants to do. Surprisingly, though, my grandparents were a lot more supportive of it.
Wow.
My grandpa, he always wanted like me and my siblings to learn how to defend ourselves. I don't think he quite like gets that I'm like competing in it and like I'm trying to get belts and like all that. He thinks I'm learning to defend myself, and he's really supportive of that.
Oh, that's sweet. Have they come out, your parents and grandparents, have they come out to see fights?
Not my grandparents. They're not able to at this minute. Mm-hmm. But my mom and sister have, to one of our local shows.
Mm-hmm. And what was that like for them? Were they surprised, do you think, by what actually goes on in a boxing match?
I think so. 'Cause this particular local show was at the WAC. It's a really flashy show.
Yeah.
So I think it was a lot for them to see, because my sister felt like she was underdressed for the event, and my mom was like, you know, she was watching me get hit from this girl from the Air Force, and it's like,
wow. as a parent, I feel like that would be a hard thing to watch, even though I know it's a sport. And were you surprised yourself, just in terms of, you know, really feeling drawn into this sport, not really having a background, not really knowing what it was like, but really loving the messaging? Were you surprised by like the physicality of the sport, of picking this up?
I think when I first started it, I was actually pretty bad at it. The first time I sparred, like I had blood all over my face. I was not good at this sport. It's not in me to like, it wasn't in me to hit other people.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, man, the girls on this team, like, are elite. Eventually, like, I picked it up pretty fast afterwards. The physicality and intensity of it became pretty normal, pretty fast. And eventually when competitions hit, like, the girls that I have been sparring with, I feel like very few people can like compare to them, you know? So eventually it became like pretty normal, pretty like common to step into the ring.
Mm-hmm. And what is that like to feel like you have gotten better, right? That you are able to, you know, compete with this level of elite boxer, for this sport that, you know, you're still pretty new at?
It went by pretty fast. I still, like, I know I got a lot better. It still feels like I am very new at this still. Like, there are many levels to this. I'm on this next coming fight will be my sixth fight. It still kind of feels like the first fight a little bit, because, you know, there's stuff I still have to iron out. And there's such like a legacy kind of with our previous boxers and our current boxers on this team that is like, it's hard to live up to that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So is this still your first year?
No, it's my second year.
Second year. Okay. And it's something you plan to continue on through your college career?
Yes. Cool. For sure.
And what are your goals, like, in terms of, you know, there are so many incredible women, like you said, on this team, you know, watching folks achieve and become national champions, things like that. Is that on your radar, and what do you hope for yourself?
I our coach, one of our coaches said to don't focus on the belts or the medals or anything, just focus on the progress. Mm-hmm. I actually had a little talk with one of our coaches on that, and he was saying, like, if you focus on the outcome rather than the progress, then you end up making decisions that aren't very nice for your competitor, for yourself, mm-hmm. for your team. It becomes very selfish and it doesn't become about the sport. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to focus on the progress. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can, and like, I'm sure a belt will come out as a result of that, you know?
Yes. Apple, thank you so much for joining us here on The Forecast. We will be watching your fights over the next week as you head over to Nationals. Today on The Forecast, we have Jill Doucet, who is going to be competing in the National Collegiate Boxing Association Championships next week and is a president of the University of Washington boxing team. Jill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, amazing. I was so glad that Jeff brought you to my attention. I had no idea the University of Washington had a boxing team. And I think a lot of people maybe don't know that. How does college boxing work? It's different than, you know, being on maybe like the basketball team or the football team, right? Because it's not an NCAA sport. So how is it different from being maybe a traditional college athlete?
It's different because we are a club sport. So we're not technically like a University of Washington, like athletic sport, like the basketball team or like the football team. We're a club sport and we're fully run by students and volunteer coaches.
Oh, amazing. And so how do you get into that? Can anybody join?
Yeah, so the team hosts tryouts every year in October. It's a month-long tryout, and you basically just show up, no experience needed. Show up 3 times a week for a month, and yeah.
And then you make the team.
Well, there's a draft process, yeah. But yeah.
Oh, amazing. So tell me, when you got to the University of Washington, did you know that this was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, applying for schools, I knew that the University of Washington had a boxing team. So I was strategically applying for schools that had boxing teams because I had grown up boxing, like in and out of boxing. So I knew that it was definitely something that I wanted to continue on in university.
Yeah. And tell me about that. How did you get into boxing? I know you grew up in Canada. So tell me about your connection to the sport.
Yeah. I first got into boxing because my mom started boxing. And so I just kind of followed her footsteps, I guess. I didn't really want to box, but I was looking for something to do, and like boxing was just kind of accessible at the time. So yeah, I just got into it from there.
Yeah. How old were you when you first started?
I was first 12 when I started.
Amazing. And when did it become something that kind of drew you in, that wasn't just something to do, but something you really wanted to do?
It kind of drew me in. So I started when I was 12 years old, and I just kind of casually did it for a while, and then I got a little bit, like, people kept telling me, like, oh, like, you're pretty good, like, you should compete. I'm like, okay, I'll try it, like, if people are telling me I'm good, I'll try it. And so I competed a bit when I was 12, and kind of took a break when COVID happened, mm-hmm. and I didn't really get back into it until a few years later, my senior year of high school, and then I guess from there it just kind of became something more than just I'll do this because like people are telling me I'm okay at it, and something like more that I wanted to do.
Yeah. And so how has your college experience shaped that relationship further? It sounds like, you know, you were kind of just getting back into it, and then I'm assuming that it was, you know, a little bit more serious once you got to that college level.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot more serious. I knew that I was wanting to join a boxing team when I went to tryouts, but once I got picked for the team, I didn't expect for it to go the way that it did. Like, I started fighting and it became something really serious really quick.
Yeah. How much time do you spend? Do you spend boxing or with the team, you know, in your normal kind of college life?
I'll give you a normal week for me right now. I have 2 boxing practices on Monday, once on Tuesdays, 2 again on Wednesdays, and then once on Thursdays, and then Saturdays, and then Sundays I kind of do my own thing. So with the team, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, so 5 days a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot, and twice a day sometimes.
Yeah, that's definitely a lot. A lot more than a lot of people do in college, in addition to their academic work.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So the National Collegiate Boxing Association tournament is happening next weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last year, you took silver at that tournament. What is your goal this time around?
Main goal, have fun.
Yeah.
Go in the ring and perform how I want to perform. I think that's the ultimate goal. I as a boxer, don't really like to focus on outcomes and measure them through medals or belts or whatever. I would rather go to a tournament and be completely satisfied with my performance and just my progress as a boxer. So just have fun and be satisfied with how I perform.
Yeah. How is that tournament set up in terms of, like, this is the national championship? You know, how many bouts do you end up going through?
So it depends. There's 3 regions. So we have regional tournaments that we have to go to qualify for the national tournament first. So depending on your seeding, so, like, if you're seeded number 1 seed for your region, then you could fight 3 to 2 times, because there's 3 days of fighting, but it really depends. Like, you might get a bye because you won regionals, or might have to fight all 3 days if you got second at regionals, which I had to do last year. I had to fight all 3 days because I got second at regionals, which was really fun.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I never fought 3 days in a row before, so it was fun.
Yeah. And how about this year? Do you know your schedule yet?
I don't know my schedule yet. I won the regional tournament this year. So it could mean I get a bye the first day. It could mean I fight all 3 days. Either way, I'm prepared.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what do you like about that kind of, you know, being able to go to these tournaments? You know, women's boxing isn't, you know, everywhere, right? And like you said, like, just being able to have fights 3 days in a row is probably something that was new and different for you. What does it mean to be able to go and spend time with other women boxers like this?
I really value it, especially having, like, girls, girl teammates, and being able to travel, just because it's such a unique and shared experience for us. Like you mentioned, like, not a lot of women are in this sport. And so being able to have, like, someone that you could really relate to and, like, go through the same experience is really valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, women's boxing only debuted as an Olympic sport in 2012. This is sort of something that a lot of people maybe don't even know exists still. How do people really respond when you tell them that you're part of the boxing team there at the university?
Right now, I feel like I just get a lot of, like, oh, wow, really? I did not expect that from you. But growing up, I could really relate this back to earlier years in my life. Growing up in a very small town, as being, like, the only female boxer in a really small town, I got a lot of stereotypes. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, oh, you're not really, like, a girl. Like, a lot of bullies in, like, middle school, high school. So
yeah,
it's definitely, like, there's some stereotypes still around female boxing.
How many people are on the UW team?
I believe 55. We started with 55. Yeah.
That is a lot.
It's a lot.
And how many women?
Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not amazing. A lot. Yeah. And do you think that you guys, like, are you close with the other women on the team? Does that, like, kind of create a bond for you guys just being small in number within this organization?
I would say we're pretty close. Not as close as I'd hope for us to be, just because I think, like, the times that I do see the other girls on the team, it's during practice when there's, like, so many other people there.
Yeah.
So many other guys that kind of just outnumber us. But I think we would be closer if we did more, like, girls-only things, which we've been trying to implement, like, girls-only practice. But this season has just gone by so fast. We haven't really had time to do a lot of that.
Yeah, amazing. And then in terms of just, like, coaching, like, do you feel like do you get that kind of, like, individualized support or, like, support for, like, what your fights might look like versus what the guys' fights might look like?
Definitely. I feel like all of our coaches really do care about everyone on the team, like, so much. Especially if you're competing, you really do get that individual, like, critique. Like, coaches will come up with, like, different drills that fit with, like, different people's styles, and they really, like, do cater to the individual but also the team at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And what does your typical, like, training look like? Like, how do you stay in shape, stay fit? I mean, I think people think of boxers as, like, very, very fit and, like, always, you know, working out. What does that look like for you?
For me, well, generally speaking, for boxing, it's a lot of cardio, a lot of sprints, a lot of explosiveness. For me, I really try to stay on top of cardio in the form of sprints, so, like, on the bike, running. But for just, like, a general team practice, we kind of break it down with conditioning, so, like, cardio, a little bit of strength conditioning, and then technique plus cardio, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there people that come that show up for tryouts or for the club without having, like, boxing backgrounds?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, a ton of people who show up to tryouts with zero boxing experience and who have made the team and who have become national champions from that.
That's amazing. So, That's really cool.
Yeah.
What do you think, how would you describe, I think sometimes there's, like you said, like, there's stereotypes sort of about boxing and boxers and, you know, it's not like the movies that we see necessarily. How do you describe, you know, who makes a good boxer? Like, what do you, like, describe the personality of the team?
We have this saying that we say on the team. I'm just trying to remember it. I'm going to seem like such a bad team member and leader right now. Oh, my gosh. Fog. F-O-G. Fit, one team, and grit. I believe that's what it stands for. Yeah. We kind of use that terminology when we're doing, and many other terminologies, when we're kind of drafting and picking, like, a team after tryouts. And for this team specifically, what makes a good boxer and who can really thrive on this team is if you fit, like, in the culture, within the culture of the team, if you could be a good teammate, that's that one team, and grit, if you have a lot of grit and heart, because it really doesn't matter. Like, you could come in to the boxing gym and have no experience, no cardio, no technique. But it's really the heart and the determination and the grit that really pushes you forward. And that's what you ultimately need when you're, like, in the ring fighting. Like, it's not, it does come down to the cardio, but it also comes down to the heart. You really need that heart to keep pushing forward.
It's one of those very, very individualized sports, but, and also, very much a mental game in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
What does your, you know, you said you started boxing because of your mom. And what does she think about you boxing in college?
Oh, she's so supportive. I think she wanted me boxing in college more than I wanted me boxing in college. Yeah, she's so supportive.
Yeah, probably pretty proud at this point.
Yeah, I hope so.
Incredible. And you mentioned that, you know, at the tournament next week, you know, you have these kind of like goals to be for your own, just feeling good about your fights. And what is it that happens during a fight that you do feel proud of? Like what would make something a success in your mind?
Yeah, during a fight, something that would be a success in my mind is how I respond to the fight. I feel like sometimes I will have fights where I'm just fighting back. I'm kind of in that fight or flight mode, and I'm just kind of going off of instincts and like kind of trying to survive. And so a successful fight for me is actually knowing what I'm doing and kind of getting out of that mode of just like going off of instincts. Well, you still need instincts, but like kind of like consciously knowing what I'm doing instead of just responding.
Yeah, being a little bit more like the attack game versus the response game.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Are there boxers that you look up to?
I feel like every female that has been a national champion on this team, I would look up to, or just like anyone really before me who's done a lot with this team specifically.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of success. I mean, you guys are like heading back and you know winning second place last year, and you're still only a junior, right?
Yeah,
amazing. Well, that's great. Is there anything else you feel like you want to tell me about the team, or that people might not know just about boxing and the tournament?
I feel like, I guess one thing that I could really say about the team is because we're student run, we have student leaders. we have student leaders on the team, and that's could be pretty difficult. Balancing all of that. Yeah. Speaking for myself, like I'm a full-time student. I have a part-time job, and I'm also a competitive athlete and a team leader. And it's not just me. It's like it's almost everybody on the team has something else going on, and also the team is such a commitment. I don't really want to say demand, but it is a big commitment. Yeah, and so just like the team really equips you with tools of like perseverance and determination and just pushing forward and kind of just figuring out your life and how to keep moving forward and staying focused, I guess, disciplined.
Yeah, no, those are really hard things to do, especially in college. It's like learning to juggle all of those different types of things, and especially in a leadership role like that. What does your work as that team president look like?
So as team president, I am mainly facilitating the communication between the team and the rec coordinator. Because we're a club sport, we have to coordinate things with the rec club coordinator. So that's just like practice schedules. Like, our home gym recently just shut down, Emerald City Boxing Gym. Mm-hmm. So, this year has been a pretty big transition with, training space. We're now at, Seattle Boxing Gym twice a week, and then, scheduling once a week at the IMA at UW. Mm-hmm. So I do stuff like that, scheduling stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility, especially for, you know, a club of 55 people that you have to kind of figure out where everyone's going to go.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, Jill, you know, been boxing for a long time. And it's, you've traveled, like, kind of all over North America to box.
Yeah.
but it was like you and your mom and maybe a couple other, you know, people that she would recruit or you would recruit.
Yeah.
What's it like been, you know, part of the team? You know, you have multiple athletes going, and it's a team sport, not so much. It is an individual sport when you're in the ring, but it's very much a team sport with team scores.
Right. Yeah. The difference, I guess, between traveling around when I was 12 years old to now is it still kind of feels the same. Like it still feels like family. Like I would travel with my mom and my brother and my baby sister. So I would be with family. And now traveling with all these athletes on this team, it still feels like family. Like it doesn't feel that different. I still feel comfortable, loved, supported. So.
Sure. But it's also like very different, right? Like from the competition side, amateur boxing, you're kind of on your own, maybe representing country, but most of the time on your own. Whereas you have this like team support, multiple athletes.
I see.
You could win the team championship at, you know, NCBA, right?
Yeah.
There's those kind of opportunities, right? That are a little different.
Right. Yeah. Collegiate boxing definitely is unique. Amateur boxing, you're kind of just representing a gym or yourself, and it feels like such an honor to represent like a whole school. So that is definitely unique. And I was telling Maggie that after UW, I'm done competing because the switch from collegiate to amateur boxing, I don't think I could do, just because collegiate boxing is really unique in that way.
I had the opportunity to watch you at the WAC earlier this year for the main event. And, you know, there was Army, there was Air Force, there was all these schools from around the country. And then there was 50 plus students from the University of Washington cheering you on when you fought in this room. Like, what's that experience been like for you to have that team support, you know, show up? And you supported your fighters as well, you know, both men and women. Mm-hmm. What's that been like for you?
I'm really grateful for that. It's been very cool to experience that. Just to have like so many people be there for you, like whether you win or lose. And even like I remember at the WAC, and I've fought at the WAC 3 times now, like every year before I got into the ring, like 50 plus people just like circle around you before you go into the ring. And it's just like, wow, I have a whole army here. Like it is really, it's crazy. And you don't get that in amateur boxing. Like from all the amateur boxing shows I've been to, yeah, there's teams. There could be big teams, 20 people, but they don't do that. And even other schools like within collegiate boxing, we don't really see that. UW is very unique. And that they really like focus on that one team. Like we're all there for each other, like before we get into the ring and then after we come out.
So tell me a little bit about Apples traveling with you to Charlotte. Like, is she the only other female boxer going to be boxing at the national championships? Tell me a little bit about, you know, you two, what it's like being the only two, but still having that team support when you're in Charlotte.
I feel like you could say like being like the only two female boxers going, we're kind of like separated from the rest of the team, the rest of the guys, but that's definitely not the case. Like, although as females, we have unique experiences within the sport, we still feel, speaking on behalf of both of us, we still like feel very supported by everybody there and like, I guess not divided, just kind of embraced in this environment.
Because it feels like a little bit like your coaching staff, at least, you know, I've worked with several of those coaches, but it used to be they didn't divide up the gym. You're all training together.
Yeah.
You're all, you do the same work.
Yeah.
You put in the same hours. Like, it's not, talk a little bit about that element of like, how that shows up as preparation together.
Actually, something that I recently found out from one of our coaches is that throughout all the years, UW has been like the only, like the earliest school to not divide up by gender. I guess like Army or Navy or other academies would divide up and practice like and separate by gender. And so I think that really, it really shows in competitions how united we are. And like even just like having the opportunity to spar kind of everybody, like I spar both the girls and the guys on our team. It really improves just like boxing technique as well. Yeah.
What's one thing you would want someone to know about all the work that your team, you and the team, but I think, you know, I became aware of the boxing team when they hosted the national championships, but it's been several years since that happened. So I think most people just don't even know. What's like one thing you really wish people knew about, you know, the boxing club and the boxing team and what you're representing?
This boxing team has been here, I can't quote how many years, but it's been a long time. So I wish people knew that it's not just like a new thing and that there is a system that has been created and has been working for a lot of years, a decade. So I wish people kind of knew that was happening.
And then is there a way for people to like watch your fights next week? Watch you and Apple fight?
There is a live stream. There should be a live stream. If you Google NCBA boxing, it'll take you to their website and there should be a live stream link and bout sheets. So you could find us and what ring we're in.
So we can cheer from afar.
Oh yeah.
That was Jill Doucet from the University of Washington boxing team. Thank you so much, Jill, for being here on The Forecast, Seattle's weekly women's sports show.
That's our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Forecast. Next week, hear us Tuesday at 4 p.m. and Wednesday at 9 a.m. on KVRU 105.7 FM, or find The Forecast on any of your podcast feeds, where you can leave us a rating and review so other women's sports fans here in Seattle can find us. I'm Maggie Mertens, your host. We're produced by Jeff Scott Shaw. Thanks to Crystal Fincher, Shannon Chang, and the rest of the staff at KVRU for broadcasting our show. We want to hear from you as we get the forecast off the ground. Reach out with story ideas, comments, questions, or hot takes of your own at theforecast@kvru.org or on Instagram at Seattle Women's Sports. For more information on how to support KVRU or this show, head over to kvru.org. We will be back next week with more women's sports.